Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Did you know that today is Inauguration Day in Jersey City? The new mayor is a rising star in New Jersey Democratic politics, 36-year-old Steve Fulop, a former Marine and trader at Goldman Sachs, whose parents owned a deli in Newark after immigrating from Romania and Israel. He grew up in Edison. Last month, he defeated the incumbent mayor, Jeremiah Healey, despite Healey being endorsed by Mayor Bloomberg and President Obama. And in somewhat of a bipartisan coup, it looks like Fulop will have both Senator Menendez and Governor Christie at the inauguration later today. Oh, Cake Boss, the reality show, will be there too. We'll hear more of his story as we talk. Mayor Fulop, congratulations, and thanks for giving us a few minutes and making this trip across the Holland Tunnel on your very inauguration day.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. It's great to be here.
And by the way, for those of you New Yorkers who think riding the PATH train would be an exotic adventure, Jersey City is right across the river from Manhattan below the Holland Tunnel. Hoboken is above. If I've got your story right, you were already a trader at Goldman Sachs, 24 years old, when 9/11 happened, and you left the gold-plated life to join the Marines. It's such an unusual path to the military. What made you do it?
I always thought military service was important. I was obviously inspired. There was a lot of patriotism. So I told the people at Goldman and my family I was leaving. Most thought I was crazy. And I'm thankful that it worked out. And in hindsight, you know, the Marine Corps has been a great experience and a great part of my life.
You served in Iraq, is that correct?
Yeah, I was in the first wave of troops that went out there the first 7 months of the war.
Did you see hard action?
Yeah, we were in the front lines all the way up to Baghdad. So it's not an everyday occurrence, but it was a different stage of the war when the Iraqis were surrendering. You know, as it progressed, you saw more kind of resistance and roadside bombs. But at that point, there was a lot of surrendering.
I know it's not within a mayor's job description, but did your war experience leave you with an opinion about whether we were right to go to Iraq or are we fighting terrorism the right way, anything like that?
You know, look, I think in hindsight, I'd like to think that leadership, presidential leadership, would have done things differently. However, you know, look, I enlisted out of patriotism. And, you know, as any enlisted person knows, you know, our responsibility is to kind of follow orders and the commander in chief. So it's way beyond my pay grade to decide whether we belong or don't belong. I think today in 2013, looking back, there were some big information gaps that you would have liked to see leadership actually understand and take a deeper look at.
A Wall Street trader, Marine, if I was profiling without knowing the rest of your story, I profile you as a Republican. Why are you a Democrat?
Yeah, I'm probably, progressive on the spectrum or close to it as one can be. If you look at personal views, just because somebody serves in the military doesn't make them a Republican. And just because they believe in business and the capitalism and entrepreneurial spirit and all that stuff that makes this country great doesn't make them a Republican. You know, we're going to talk today in our inaugural address about, the need as it relates to social services, but also tying that to capital investment in Jersey City and linking the jobs for Jersey City residents to the corporations that are on the waterfront. So you could really be both. And, you know, people shouldn't look to stereotype someone just because they're military or business.
Do you have any good lines for your inaugural address? Ask not what Jersey City can do for you, anything?
Look, I guess you got to come to find out. We're expecting probably 5,000 people there today. Ooh. So it'll be a big turnout. It's in front of City Hall. It's a public event. Everybody's welcome. It should be a great thing.
Including, I read on NorthJersey.com, both Governor Christie and Senator Menendez, accurate?
Yeah, and they're both speaking, and it's going to be great to have them both. They're both the statewide elected officials right now in New Jersey, both very different styles and very different individuals and very different views, but both will be there in attendance and both will be speaking and both recognizing Jersey City as the economic engine for the state of New Jersey.
And from what I know, those two don't like each other very much. Are you diplomat enough to be in that threesome?
I don't know. We're going to keep them separate in different rooms prior to coming out there on the stage, so we don't got to get involved in any of that stuff.
My guest is the incoming mayor of Jersey City, officially, I guess, sworn in a private ceremony earlier, and he'll have the the big inauguration tonight. You defeated Jeremiah Healey in his bid for a third term, and there was some high-profile corruption under his watch, even if not by him. But is there anything you want to thank Healey for as he leaves office after two terms?
I think, and I'm going to recognize tonight, Mayor Healey was very early in joining Mayor Bloomberg on the need for new legislation as it relates to guns. And he was an early advocate for that. I've since joined the coalition, but if there's one thing that I want to highlight that Mayor Healey did exceptionally well, it was that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we haven't gotten to where we need to be as a country with that sort of legislation. But, you know, the opportunity for that is really at the local level. You know, when you look at Congress today on the federal level, you know, nothing really gets done. It's so polarized. The opportunity for real reform is really at the local level. And, you know, the voices of mayors across the country really need to be strong and advocate for reform.
I know he cites the development under the Pulaski Skyway as another accomplishment. Is that important?
It's important. It's not developed yet. There's a lot of plans in place for it, but, you know, we got to continue to build that. That's actually a 25-year plan. But, you know, Jersey City has really an opportunity to really be the best mid-sized city in this country, and that's my mission to get it there.
How many people live in Jersey City?
You know, we're 260,000 during the day, and then we swell to about 500,000 during any work day with visitors.
Would you say there are two Jersey cities right now, the more affluent one by the Hudson River, thanks largely to the financial sector and the jobs that it brings and therefore the housing, et cetera, and the struggling and working class one further inland?
Yeah, I would say there is a gap there, and there is definitely a tale of two cities. And, you know, we need to kind of incentivize investment to move past just the waterfront. So, you know, what we want to do is move that investment further into Jersey City and then also kind of change how Jersey City is perceived outside of Jersey City, particularly in the New York market. So if you're asking me, we should be a comp to Brooklyn or Queens or the Bronx. If somebody's looking to move out of Manhattan, they should be considering Jersey City. That's really where the opportunity is, and we're going to make sure that people know about that.
So your relationship with New York City, therefore, is competitor for finance and other jobs?
We are going to be a competitor. The way I'm going to approach it is kind of, you know, look to hit a lot of singles and doubles and the occasional home run. But the way I view it is whenever we compete for the, you know, the 2,000-employee type of company, you know, Mayor Bloomberg or whoever is the mayor at the time is going to bid them back to stay in New York City. So we really need to operate a little bit under the radar in places that we can win, where companies that aren't necessarily going to show up on the mayor's radar here. So, you know, we've made the mistake in the past of trying to go after those huge 1,000, 2,000-person companies. We've won a couple. DTCC is moving over there this year, but we're looking for the singles and doubles.
Is it about competing via tax breaks? Sometimes I look at these kind of race to the bottom, you know, tax break policies that localities use to compete with each other, thinking, God, all the cities need their tax bases. Can't there be some kind of truce among the cities in our region or even nationwide to not compete on that basis?
Yeah, it's like an arms race, really. Nobody wants to unilaterally disarm. But the way I look at it is that if we can attract commercial investment across the river, it's no strain on our school system. It's no strain on our police, our recreation department. So I don't mind giving very steep and aggressive incentives for people to move over there. And it's just jobs at the end of the day. And if people move there, buy a house, then they'll pay ratable as traditional. So we're going to be very aggressive with incentives for people to move there.
Steve Phillip, the brand new mayor of Jersey City, my guest on WNYC on his inauguration day. To go back to the election for just another minute, President Obama had endorsed Healey. Only the second mayoral endorsement he's made as president, in addition to Bill Thompson in New York City in 2009, so he's 0 for 2. He didn't even endorse his former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, for mayor of Chicago. So it's funny that he felt he had a dog in the fight for Jersey City mayor of all things. Do you think it was just because you endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2008 and Healey endorsed him?
Yeah, so Jerry Healey was very early for Obama. He was one of the first mayors in the country outside of Illinois. The day that President Obama weighed in on this, I mean, I was nauseous. And polling actually showed us that just his endorsement moved Jerry Healey 14 points. And then when we pushed forward our best negative, which was the corruption, you know, he only moved 7 points back. So just the fact that President Obama said some nice things about him moved the guy 14 points. So I don't know what I did to deserve that, but I'm thankful that we got through it.
Do you forgive the president?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not one to forgive or be mad at the president. You know, he does what he wants to do.
Did he call to congratulate you at least?
He didn't. President Clinton called to congratulate me, so you know, which was a nice touch.
I see that you're an education reformer, that you backed a slate of candidates for school board a few years ago. In terms of policy, are you a Mike Bloomberg kind of reformer, those kinds of policies?
No, we have empowered residents to really get involved in the school board. So we're not going to be moving towards mayoral control like they did here. We have all 9 school boards there that we've got elected. They're parents. I'm an advocate for charter schools. You know, we've attracted a new superintendent who is the former deputy chancellor in the New York City school system under Joel Klein. Her name is Dr. Marsha Lyles. So if you look at Jersey City and school reform, there is no opportunity anywhere like Jersey City in the entire country. You have a new board of ed, you have a new mayor, you have a new city council, you have engaged parents and a new superintendent. So all the ingredients are really there. And I think we could really do some special things on leadership training, on principals, on you know, on restructuring some of the stuff on the school days, on after-school programs, with working together with teachers. And that's really the objective there.
The schools are under state control, like Newark schools. You don't actually have control of the schools in your city. Is that right?
Well, the state, Governor Christie, gave back half of it. So there's certain portions of it that we have control over. And hopefully next year we'll have entire control back.
How about crime? I know that's an issue that you're concerned with. Every mayor is concerned with it. You see the stop and frisk controversy in New York. Is there a lesson in that for you in either direction?
You know, so let me talk about the safety issue is the number one polling issue in Jersey City. I've just hired former NYPD Commissioner Safer to help me with a national search for a new director of public safety for Jersey City. You know, I am not an advocate of the stop and frisk as it's modeled today in New York City. I think it kind of leads to kind of that racial profiling component. I haven't been so involved in the changes that the city council here in New York City are pushing. I could see it's controversial, obviously. But, you know, where we are in Jersey City right now, you know, I think that we have problems with visibility, how the police department is structured. So there are some basic things we can do there to really move the ball down the field without engaging in some of the polarizing things in a neighborhood.
Was Jersey City walloped by Sandy? And how far back are you from whatever?
So, you know, we had a serious flooding issue. We are in swampland on the downtown area. So we had challenges. We're working on it now. The new FEMA regulations are really not helpful for us. You know, we're not going to build a historic neighborhood on stilts. So, you know, we need to be realistic and work with the federal government about some sort of, you know, initiatives that are actually reasonable without raising somebody's flood insurance $30,000. It's just not going to happen.
So you need something more from the federal government or something more appropriate than you're getting?
We need them to understand that it's not a one-size-fits-all type of model on how they approach this stuff, that when you look at places like Hoboken, Jersey City, even parts of Manhattan, that, you know, the flooding issue is different than some places at the Jersey Shore. And they need to really kind of understand that in how they put the regulations in place. And I'm not sure that today they really comprehend that.
A couple of more political questions before you go. I read that as of when you were elected last month, you hadn't decided whether to back Governor Christie for re-election or Barbara Buono. You are a Democrat. Have you decided?
No. I don't know really know what my involvement's going to be in the gubernatorial race. It is it's a tough one from my standpoint, where from a principal standpoint, you know, I really am progressive and think where Barbara Buono is on most of those issues is really the right place to be. That said, you know, Governor Christie has been very helpful for Jersey City. Some of the school reforms that we got there would not have happened without him. Some of the companies that have moved from New York City over to New Jersey, particularly Jersey City, would not have happened without his vision. So where I am right now is I'm looking to just hire directors, put government in place, and then in the fall we're going to revisit it.
I've heard that there's a concern among Democratic mayors in New Jersey that they actually won't get as much Sandy aid if they don't hop on board the Christie train or maybe at least stay out of the election.
So my experience with Governor Christie, and I've known Governor Christie for 5 years, is that people like to say that, and that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, he called to wish me good luck prior to the election, and he called afterwards, never once mentioning anything political. He referenced some of the needs of the city and the fact that they've been there before with Jerry Healey in situations where Jerry Healey was adverse to him. So, you know, in the fall, right after kind of Labor Day, we're going to kind of really dig into the gubernatorial race and have some conversations about it.
And are you endorsing in the Democratic Senate primary? Cory Booker, I'll note, also endorsed Healey.
Well, look, if my standards for, you know, endorsing someone was or spending time with someone was who was with Mayor Healey, I'd be alone a lot. That's the reality. So I think Cory Booker is going to be the best choice for a U.S. senator. He's going to be a I'm going to be proud to say that New Jersey is going to have two minority senators with Senator Menendez and Cory Booker, both terrific advocates for the state and are going to have a very high profile nationally. And I think Cory really has the ability to bring some real dollars back to the state.
30 seconds for anything you want to say. Maybe what would make your first term as mayor of Jersey City a success in your own eyes?
Well, look, I think that the biggest opportunity is on the schools there because the school's tied to taxes, the school's tied to employment, and we are going to be linking some of the job opportunities, tying that into the schools and the corporations on the waterfront. So that's first as far as policy initiatives. And then secondly, I'd like people in New York City to understand what's going on in Jersey City, the arts community, the culture, the diversity, the history, and the amount of development that's happening there. It really is a special place, and it really will be great at the end of 4 years when we look back about the progress the further momentum we have in the great city of Jersey City.
Steve Fulop, brand new incoming mayor of Jersey City as of today. Thanks again for coming across and having this, what for many listeners is going to be introductory conversation. I hope we can speak many more times.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we will close out our competition for New York City Public Library Awards. I'll tell you one more time because the deadline is tonight about the $10,000 prizes that the Revson Foundation, in conjunction with us, will be giving away. And we're going to have a call-in. You can start calling right now for librarians. Librarians, we want to know how your job has changed in the last 10 years. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. A call in for librarians next, and we'll take those calls right after this.